Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. The title sponsor of this week's newsletter and podcast is On the Edge, a new podcast from the Creative Coalition. Tune in to On the Edge, a new podcast spotlighting stories of opportunity, discovery, and courage. This week's guest is Emmy Award-nominated actress and star of the hit series Community and Big Shot and the upcoming film Disenchanted. It's Yvette Nicole Brown. Upcoming and past guests include Emmy nominee and Grey's Anatomy star Chandra Wilson, Breaking Bad's Dean Norris, Shameless's Shanola Hampton, and more. The power of storytelling to inspire cannot be underestimated. Find On the Edge from the Creative Coalition wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Feedback with Earbuds. Glad to have you with us. So what do I have for you this week? Internet culture, which is great because I've been a big fan of the internet this week. Not so much all the screen time, which is not great. That could definitely stand to trend downwards. But what I am loving is a TikTok trend slash video series from creator John Graz called No Bones. If you haven't heard, John has a dog named Noodle. Noodle is a 13-year-old pug. Every morning when Noodle wakes up, John films himself rousing Noodle from his slumber. If Noodle decides to stand, it's called a bones day. If Noodle flops back down onto his bed, it's a no bones day. How does this relate to podcasting, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. Noodle and John and the whole bones slash no bones phenomenon is really a what you make of it scenario. There are hundreds of thousands of people, honestly, maybe even millions, who are waking up every morning and checking whether or not Noodle has woken up with bones that day to determine whether or not they'll have a great day. If you haven't checked this out already, I sincerely recommend pausing, going to TikTok or even Google at this point, because John and Noodle have been interviewed on many national news outlets. Watch some videos, get some joy. So, podcasters, if it's a no bones day, take stock, look at your downloads, make a plan, relax for the day, do some strategic planning. If it's a bones day, though, you go all out. It's your day to take that risk, invite that superstar onto your podcast, send that pitch that you wouldn't send otherwise. Let Noodle be your guide. The internet can really be joyous at times. And this week's theme for Earbuds comes to us from another big fan of the internet, Eric Johnson. Eric chose the theme Internet Culture for this week's Earbuds Podcast Collective theme. We'll explore internet culture through Eric's five podcast picks. In a moment, I'll share my interview with Eric. He walked and talked me through all of his recommendations. We also discuss how he got into the podcast and internet world. After my conversation with Eric, I'll share our podcast spotlight of the week, some more podcast-related tidbits, and then we'll close out this week's episode. Before we get to Eric Johnson, let's take a moment to hear from another of our sponsors, Future Hindsight. Future Hindsight is a podcast that takes big ideas about civic life and democracy and turns them into action items for you and me. It's back with a new season on the social contract, which is often invoked, but rarely fully understood. In this first episode, host Mila Atmos is joined by Princeton politics professor Melissa Lane, who goes through the history of social contract theory all the way back to ancient Greece and explains how these ideas can inspire and be applied today. Listen to Future Hindsight wherever you get your podcasts or at futurehindsight.com. Okay, let's get to my conversation with Eric Johnson is on the show today. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really great. I am excited to have you on the show. You have been on another one of my podcasts, which was the Counter Programming Show with Shira and Arielle. And I was excited to say that you were my first ever repeat guest, but that is not true.
Sorry.
So you'll have to come back.
Anytime.
So first, give us, who are you?
Who am I? I'm a podcast consultant, producer for hire, and host of a show called Follow Friday, which is a podcast about who you should follow online, interviews with creative people. Outside of my podcasting life, I'm also a movie obsessive fan. I own more than 700 movies, most of them on DVD or Blu-ray. So when I'm not thinking about podcasting, I'm usually thinking about movies.
What is a movie that you have, or what's a podcast that you've listened to that's been the closest experience to consuming a movie?
Ooh, that's interesting. So I'm actually not the biggest fan of fiction podcasts, even though it seems like it would be a natural fit for my interest. Mm-hmm. But the one that comes to mind first is The Truth, which is a serialized fiction show. I think Jonathan Mitchell is the host. I think I'm getting that right. And it's basically like the What If the Twilight Zone were a podcast. So each episode is kind of like a box of chocolates. You know, you don't know what you're going to get, but I am always happy with that show. And every episode of it, I just get so sucked into the story. I love that show.
That's a really great answer. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I really do want to listen to podcasts, but I've been such a movie buff for so long, get started with The Truth. Thank you for that recommendation. So you've been working in podcasting for a long time. How did you get started?
So I first got started in podcasting when I was working at 95.5 WBRU in Providence, so working in commercial radio. But this was in 2008, 2009, at a point when podcasting was just completely a different animal from what it is today. At the time, podcasting was just, here are the shows that we made for broadcast, and we're also putting them online for a very small number of people to listen to them in the browser. I really didn't get into podcasting in earnest until 2014. That's when my friend Emily Jones and I launched a pop culture podcast called Giant Geek versus Mega Noob. That was just something as a side project for us, where the whole premise of the show was that one of us was the geek and the other was the noob. We took turns being each role, and we'd be trying to make the other person like something that we were obsessed with. And then, so that started out as like a weekend hobby, just kind of a side project. And then the following year, 2015, I became the producer of Recode Decode with Kara Swisher at Recode, which was then part of Vox Media. And I did that for 5 years, 2015 to 2020, when the show ended. And that takes us to the present day. 2020, I launched my own company, and that's what I'm doing now. As I mentioned, podcast consultant, producer for hire, and host of Fall of Friday.
And I want to talk a little bit about the company that you launched, because when you launched it, it was called Bumblecast, and yes, you had a really fun yellow logo, and you made a switch a few months into that, and now it's called Lightning Pod. And the reason I want to bring this up is because it is okay to pivot. You know, if you find something, and not to bring up another show that Kara Swisher produces named Pivot, but it's okay when you find something is going in one direction, you want it to go in another, it's okay to switch. That I think applies to everything, but I'd love to hear the rationale behind your decision.
Yeah, it's actually, so the services that I offer are identical to what it was before. So it's an unconventional pivot. This was purely a branding and trademark decision. The reason being that I thought that, when I launched Bumblecast, trademark the name. I worked with a great trademark lawyer and applied to have the name trademark. And unfortunately, there's a dating company called Bumble that raised a lot of noise about that. They sent a bunch of scary sounding letters just saying like, well, we own anything that contains the word Bumble, which maybe that's true, maybe it's not, but they're a gigantic, public company. And I'm a solo entrepreneur. So it was one of those things where I was like, as much as I love the B logo, as much as I love the metaphorical idea of being a pollinator or of being a busy bee or whatever it is, I had to let go of all of that and just be like, this is not worth wasting a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of stress on trying to fight a giant corporation. This is just, I'll let go of this. They can have that name. And so then I rebranded earlier this year as Lightning Pod, which, I'm very happy with that as well. I think it's not as cute of a brand as Bumblecast, but
pretty cute.
Thank you. Yeah, no. And so I got a new logo made. I'm happy with that. I got some colors that I'm happy with. And I got a punny podcast name as the company. So, that's effectively alienated 50% of people, and the other 50% like me even more.
I love that. Great story. And I think it definitely teaches folks that I think a lot of people get into podcasting and they think they have a really great name for their show, or they don't like the name for their show and they want to change it somewhere down the line. You can change. It is okay. And I think you did a great job when you changed your company's name. You sent out an email explaining the change. Yes. And I thought that was really great. And I think transparency goes a long way.
Yeah. With my newsletter, I have a newsletter that's both for Lightning Pod for the consulting business and also for Follow Friday. Comes out every Friday. And what I try and do there when I'm trying to think of what to write about, I very much make a conscious effort to just unpack if I'm like, you know, having mixed feelings about some new development in the industry, if I have a question about something, if I have a project that an experiment that I'm working on, and I'm not sure if it's going to work, I try to lean into that. I don't try and put a mask of just like, you know, I'm 100% confident about everything all the time, because I'm not. No one is. So I really do try and acknowledge that in the newsletter.
So you mentioned Follow Friday, which is your podcast. Mm-hmm. First, tell me about the idea for it. How did it come about?
Well, the original inspiration for it was that I was scrolling Twitter, as I am wont to do. I'm a little bit addicted to Twitter.
Me too.
And I saw someone posting about a YouTube video from someone I'd never heard of. It was like an hour and a half long video essay about flat earthers. And my first gut take was just like, oh no, what is this? What is this nonsense polluting my Twitter feed? But then I noticed that the person recommending this long video essay was a different YouTuber who I love named Mikey Newman. He runs a YouTube channel called Film Joy. Being a movie nerd, you can guess how obsessed I am with his videos. And so I realized that the fact that specifically of my affinity for Mikey, that suddenly unlocked. It suddenly made me way more willing to check out this video that he was sharing from some person I had never heard of. It was from a channel called Folding Ideas, which I have since become obsessed with because it's a great channel full of a lot of cool YouTube video essays, very deep, very smart essays. And so that was sort of the genesis of this idea of we all follow people online. We all have these our own respective affinities to various creative people who are making cool stuff for the internet. Social media and on YouTube and podcasts and newsletters and all this stuff. And so hearing those same people, hearing who they follow, hearing who they're interested in, who they're passionate about, that unlocks something interesting, right? It exposes you maybe to channels you wouldn't otherwise discover and to people you wouldn't otherwise think about. And so that was the very beginning of it, was just like, can I then turn that into a show format that works? Can I adapt that idea, that nugget of an idea, into a proper podcast with the segments and with, you know, interesting things to say, questions to ask, all of that. And so, yeah, so Follow Friday, you know, was the tree that sprouted from that, where I launched it late January of 2021. And it's been great. I've been putting on episodes every week. The whole premise for the show, I think, has proved itself to be a durable one. I have a great time, you know, going out to people and talking to them, because a lot of the folks who come on the show, you know, so my very first guest was Avery Truffleman from 99% Invisible and The Cut and Articles of Interest. And then I've also had folks, Ali Ward from Ologies. I've had Freddie Wong from Storybreak. I've had just recently did a live show in San Francisco with Kara Swisher, my former boss.
Yeah.
And so basically there's tons and tons of people who are way more famous than the show is, way more popular than I am. But they come on the show, I think, because they are attracted to that idea of like, hey, let's be generous with my platform, right? Like, let's talk about some people that I'm interested in and share the love and get people talking about some other folks who aren't just me. I think for a lot of the guests, it's refreshing to be unpacking their own, you know, their own passions, the things they love. This is actually something, Helen Zaltzman from The Illusionist, she came on the show and I was talking with her afterwards and I was mentioning the same thing, just the fact that like, so far, you know, I feel like I've been very lucky. People like you have come on the show, even though you have way bigger followings than I do. And she said, yeah, this is just because, you know, people like talking about this stuff.
Yep.
that really matters to them. It's a unique way of getting to know the guest because you are getting to know them through their passions.
Your show does a really great job of, I think the internet is kind of its own character in your show. You know, mm-hmm. These people are able to create their content on Twitter or on other places throughout the internet. And we're able to consume their content on the internet. We might be able to interact with them otherwise, maybe in person here and there, but in our increasingly digitized internet culture world, We are really lucky to have the internet to connect us all. And that is also what brings us here today, because you are the curator of this week's theme of Earbuds Podcast Collective, which is internet culture. And you've chosen 5 podcast episodes to go along with that theme. And I'd like to ask you about those. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Let's do it.
Awesome. So the first one that you chose is from your podcast, Follow Friday. And the episode is called Mark Chrysler, The Constant, Chicago's Worst Food, The Berenstain Bears, Video Games Are Art. Tell us about that episode.
Yeah, Mark was a really fun guest to have on. I've been listening to his podcast, The Constant, for many, many years now. It's a very smart, very well-researched, very funny history podcast. And he was initially a little bit apprehensive. He was like, oh, I'm not very online. I'm not sure if my picks are going to be any good, which is something I hear from a lot of guests who then, like Mark, wind up being amazing. So yeah, the title of each episode is a little tease of some of the topics that come up in the show. But the people who Mark recommends on the episode, one of them is Malcolm Gladwell, some famous author and podcaster and all that. One of them is Justin McElroy of My Brother and Me fame. And those are two examples of, like, you know, very well-known media figures, folks who he just had interesting things to say about both of them. But then the second half of the show, one of them is, he introduced me to a Twitter account called Fruit of the Loom. And this one is, it's an account that is screenshotting examples from Reddit where people are experiencing the Mandela effect, where they are saying that they remember something being completely different from how it is in reality. And what happens is all these communities on Reddit, all these people who think that the only explanation for this is not that they misremembered. They believe that somehow reality has forked, and that we are living in a different timeline now, that the way they remember things, well, that's, of course, the way that it used to be. That's how it actually was. Just something changed, and now now we are in a different universe. So in the title of the Mark Chrysler episode, one of the things mentioned there is the Berenstain Bears, which the correct spelling of Berenstain Bears is Berenstain.
Yeah, it's not what you would think.
Right. There's a whole lot of people who, because it's pronounced Berenstain, thought that the second to last vowel is an E, but it's an A. It has always been an A. But it's this amazing account. Fruit of the Loom is this amazing account that Mark is obsessed with, and now that I am obsessed with, that is all these people who are so stubborn, hilariously stubborn, they cannot accept the possibility that maybe when they were 3, they misread a word.
I love that. Yes, so that was your first recommendation. The next one comes from Decoder Ring, and the episode is called Gotta Get Down on Friday. Tell us a bit about that one.
Yeah, well, you might imagine from the title of this one, if you are roughly the same age as I am, Gotta Get Down on Friday, you probably have Friday by Rebecca Black stuck in your head now. Sorry, not sorry. For the folks who don't know, this was a viral video, viral song, kind of pretty early days of YouTube. I think the story is that it was a company in LA that basically, you could hire, if you had a lot of money, you could hire them to make a music video starring you and your friends. And then they would put it up on YouTube and it'd be like, oh, wow, look, I'm in a music video. Maybe if you were a teenager and you were hoping to get into acting or singing or something like that. And so this was the most notorious example where a teenager named Rebecca Black, I think her parents maybe like hired this company to make this music video, and it just blew up beyond any, completely beyond what was expected, became an international sensation. Some call it a so bad it's good song. I think recently there's been a reappraisal of like, no, actually it's good for these reasons, or here's why people are so into it, why it's not just bad. Yeah, Decoder Ring is a Slate podcast that unpacks cultural mysteries. The host is Willa Paskin. She and her team just do an incredible job of picking these things that have happened in arts and in culture that are a little bit maybe off the beaten path. Maybe they've fallen out of favor or maybe fallen out of memory the way that Rebecca Black's Friday has. But then they go deep on them. They take these great ideas and they really dig into what happened here. What was the real story? What did people get wrong at the time? You know, what can we take away from this? What can we learn from this moment, this kind of semi-dark moment in internet history where it seemed like millions of people were ridiculing a very earnest teenage girl, right? There's sometimes a lot to be gained from revisiting these viral events years later. And I think Decoder Ring, they've done it a couple times. And I think it's just one of the best, you know, cultural history podcasts out there.
The next episode visits another internet event, but less so on the virality side of things. I don't think a lot of people know about this. The podcast is called Under Understood, and the episode is called China's Mystery Seeds. And this one was baffling to me. Tell me about that one.
Yeah. So Under Understood, the whole premise of the show is that they are solving internet mysteries that can't be resolved with a simple Google. And so every episode is a different mystery to be solved. This one is about a very strange phenomenon in 2020, I think starting shortly after the COVID-19 lockdowns began in the U.S. And what happened was all these people started reporting that they had received mysterious bags of seeds in the mail with Chinese lettering on the packaging. And it became this whole conspiracy theory of like, is this some sort of biological agricultural warfare? Or was this maybe just a mix-up at the warehouse? Or maybe there's something else going on entirely? Lots of theories flying around, lots of paranoia and suspicion and weird stuff. And Under Understood, they took this frenzy, this moment, this paranoid moment, and they did an amazing job of actually tracing down where do these different threads lead. Rather than just asking questions and just kind of letting them lie, they chase down like, okay, well, what if it's this? What if it's that? What are the chances it's this? Really digging into the whole history of what people were saying, and they come to a very satisfying conclusion. They solve, you know, exactly what was going on here.
So the next episode is ICYMI, in case you missed it, from Slate. And the episode is called Sorry, SNL.
ICYMI is another Slate podcast. The hosts are Rachel Hampton and Madison Malone Kircher. They've both been on Follow Friday, launched the podcast earlier this year. They have this amazing chemistry together. I think all-timer podcast host chemistry, Rachel and Madison. The whole idea of ICYMI is they're taking whatever's current in internet culture. So sort of the opposite of what, you know, Decoder Ring and Under Understood are doing, where maybe they're going back in time. ICYMI is very much has its finger on the pulse of whatever's happening online at the moment. And they are doing interviews, they are solving mysteries, they are really unpacking what's happening online and viewing it through lenses of just like, what does this say about how we're talking about race or about gender or about politics? They're taking the internet seriously because it should be taken seriously. Internet culture is culture.
The next and last podcast that you chose is Content Minds, and the episode is called Passive Income Grifters. What's that about?
Yeah, The Content Minds is a show hosted by Ryan Broderick, also a former Follow Friday guest, along with Luke Bailey. This is a show also kind of has its finger on the pulse of internet culture, of what's happening now. But they go very deep on specific things that are happening, usually things that are happening around politics, around business, a lot of scammers, grifters in this case. So this is referring to passive income grifters is, I think, referring to folks on TikTok and maybe also YouTube. And the idea here is that there's all these people who are promising the idea of passive income, that if you just do these things, if you, a directionless, you know, 20-something, whatever, if you just do these things, you'll just start making money and you won't have to worry about it. You won't have to work a day in your life. You know, there's this whole culture. It's a kind of a sibling of hustle culture, but it's this whole idea of just like, here's how to, you know, not necessarily get rich quick, but here's how to get rich slowly and without having to work very hard. Here's how to get rich lazily. And just rife with all these like obnoxious and dangerous ideas, obnoxious people who have dangerous ideas, who are misleading people, who are tricking them into wasting time and money on things that are not actually going to make them rich quickly or slowly. What Ryan and Luke really do well in The Content Minds is they have sort of like a quiet outrage, often bubbling, on the topic, around the topics they cover, where they get justifiably angry when someone is, when people are being taken advantage of by these grifters, but they do it in a way where it's all filtered through just like, this is going to happen on the internet. Like, this is what happens when you connect the entire world, right? And so what is the practical way to approach it? They don't just throw their hands up and be, and say like, you know, well, it's going to happen. Oh, well. They look at it, I think, through a very critical lens of what could the platforms be doing to stop this? What can people be doing to watch out for this? It's, I find The Content Minds to be a very helpful show to listen to in a way. It helps me approach the internet with, I think, a healthy skepticism.
Well, Eric, incredible podcast picks for this week's theme, internet culture, from an incredible podcast host and podcast business owner. Thank you so much for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast today.
Thank you, Ariel.
Isn't Eric awesome? All of his information will be in the show notes of this episode so you can learn more about him and follow him. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you'll notice that we've changed things up a bit over the past few weeks. We used to play an interview up at the top of the show. Then I'd tell you about this week's podcast picks. Now we've combined the two, feeding two birds one scone, if you will. So now that you know what we're listening to this week, great. We'll have everything you need to click in the show notes of this episode for your listening pleasure. And of course, our newsletter has it all as well, and you can grab it at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Also, this is a reminder that if you want to curate a list for us, I would love that. The curation form is also in the show notes of this episode and every episode. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in the newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast, Stop Podcasting Yourself. And this week's spotlight was submitted by Megan Grant. Megan writes about this show, I have come to believe that I actually have friends who live in Vancouver. I'm so attached to Dave and Graham, which is weird because I'm an Australian diplomat's wife living in Brussels and studying counseling in between being a stay-at-home mom slash serious human. Stop Podcasting Yourself bills itself as Vancouver's top comedy podcast, question mark? You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you again to Megan for submitting that podcast spotlight. A few quick ads and opportunities before we close out. First up, if you're a podcaster, you might need a podcast makeover. Why? Because we just can't judge our own creative work. Get a listener's first impression of your podcast so that you can make practical changes quickly to attract and keep the right listeners for your audience. Get a podcast audit from Steph Fuccio's Curiosity-Driven Podcasting. Next, another huge thank you to our title sponsor this week, On the Edge, a new podcast from the Creative Coalition. This is the first week that we are having what we're calling a title sponsor. So folks who get our newsletter will notice that the newsletter subject line is this week's theme, internet culture, with On the Edge, a new podcast from the Creative Coalition. So thank you to On the Edge for their support of Earbuds Podcast Collective. And thank you to Future Hindsight, who are also sponsoring this week at Earbuds. That's it, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.